We celebrate today throughout the Western Hemisphere the Feast of Our Lady of Guadalupe, and we are familiar with our Blessed Mother's appearance to the poor man Juan Diego, and she brings to the people literally of the New World, both of North and South America, the presence of the Lord Christ as she conceived him in her womb, as we just listened. If we continue to read St. Luke, he immediately takes up the narration of her visitation to her cousin Elizabeth, where not only is it our Blessed Mother, but it's her divine Son who makes her hasten to St. Elizabeth to assist her, because she has just been told, as with herself, so with Elizabeth, and so with all of us, nothing is impossible for God. You read the history of that time in that area of the world in Mexico. The European missionaries were not really very successful in either preaching the gospel and converting the peoples of that country and that region. But you also read the history that once our Blessed Lady appeared to St. Juan Diego, it was in a relatively short time, hundreds of thousands were receiving Catholic baptism and entering the church. Our Blessed Mother, in all of her appearances, never comes on her own. She comes as she did to St. Elizabeth. She comes because, impelled by her divine Son, she brings him to every circumstance. And why then should we not honor her as she loves us in the very same way she loves her divine Son?